And in the news, an attempt by SpaceX to launch its Starship rocket was called off on Monday evening, just minutes before the expected liftoff from Boca Chica. Both stages of the world's largest launch vehicle had been loaded with propellant when a frozen valve caused mission controllers to postpone the launch attempt by at least 48 hours, and it turns out it's a bit longer than that. The Starship is a two-stage vehicle standing 120 meters tall and having a diameter of 9 meters. It has a dry mass of 300 tons, rising to 5,000 tons when loaded with liquid methane fuel and liquid oxygen oxidizer. The first stage has 33 of the SpaceX-designed Raptor engines, providing 75 meganewtons of thrust. The plan for this first Starship flight is for the first stage engines to burn for 3 minutes. The first stage will then separate, flip over, and thrust back towards Texas before making a hard splashdown in the Gulf of Mexico. Propelled by six Raptor engines, the Starship second stage would use the 14.7 meganewton thrust for 6 minutes to propel itself across the Gulf of Mexico, south of Cuba, across the Atlantic Ocean, Africa, the Indian Ocean, Southeast Asia, and the Western Pacific Ocean. After reaching an apogee of 235 kilometers, Starship would re-enter the atmosphere protected by its heat shield, which is made of thousands of tiles. A hard, destructive ocean impact is planned to occur several hundred kilometers north of the Hawaiian island of Oahu. The launch site is called Starbase and is about 3 kilometers from where the United States-Mexico border on the Rio Grande meets the ocean. Now, another launch attempt is planned for tomorrow evening, Melbourne time, a little before 11:30. So just half an hour before midnight, we would hope to see that lift off. Meanwhile, after a one-day delay because of bad weather in Kourou, Arianespace was able to launch the European Space Agency's Jupiter Icy Moons Explorer on Friday. Here's how the commentary went.
Welcome to Europe Spaceport here in French Guiana and to your front row seat for the launch of the Jupiter Icy Moons Explorer on an Ariane 5 rocket.
Our rocket is here on the launch pad with the Juice spacecraft on top, ready to begin its journey. I'm Raphaël Chevrier.
And I'm Lisa Peterson. And welcome to flight VA-260 on the first leg of Juice's journey into space.
Following yesterday's postponement due to bad weather, Ariane 5 is now ready for launch here at Europe's spaceport in French Guiana. With her single passenger, the Jupiter Icy Moons Explorer, Juice, safe and sound under the fairing. Liftoff is scheduled in just under half an hour. I'm right here in the aptly named Jupiter Mission Control Room. This is the nerve center of today's mission. And with me right here for an update, we have Stéphane Israël, CEO of Ariane Space. Welcome, Stéphane.
Good morning, please.
Thank you very much. So we're back here together. So can you first of all maybe tell me, 24-hour delay, what was the reason for this delay yesterday?
So very simple. The launcher was ready, Juice was ready, the launch was ready, but the weather was not with us. You know, we have to monitor two risks, high altitude winds, and it was okay, but risk of lightning yesterday was a real risk with the cloud to monitor, and so we have made the decision not to lift off yesterday.
But of course, as we always say, better be safe than sorry. Juice can absolutely afford to wait another day under the fairing, not a problem.
Yes, for sure, because you know that once we will have done our job after 27 minutes and once we will have orbited Juice on an escape orbit, then it will be the start of an eight-year journey. So one day is nothing as compared to what we have ahead of us. We will monitor the weather now in the final minutes. The teams have worked all night. And so at 9:14, we will lift up.
And then half an hour after that introduction, the final countdown and the liftoff.
À tous de veiller attention pour le décompte final. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, top. Allumage Vulcain, allumage EAP, décollage. La propulsion est nominale. La trajectoire est nominale, tous les paramètres bord sont nominaux.
Within seconds of the liftoff, the Ariane 5 had disappeared from sight on the ground above cloud and continued on into orbit, heading eastward. And then we heard that one of the key items of the launch was, would the spacecraft separate from the rocket?
Separation Juice confirmée.
And this has been confirmed that the spacecraft is safely separated on its targeted orbit. And you can see on the images the relief from the teams.
This is years and years of work on the part of these teams.
Decades of work for some teams.
Yes.
Separation achieved. That was Ariane Spass's job done, pretty much, except to deorbit the upper stage. And then the attention transferred to Darmstadt in Germany, where the control center was, and there they were on tenterhooks because they had to unfill these giant solar panels. They had to be so big because Jupiter is a long way from the sun, and the amount of solar energy you can get from the sun at Jupiter is quite small. So would the panels unfill?
Bruno, how's it going in there?
It's going very well. The mood has changed from one of a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of happiness, to one of full concentration. The automatic sequence that the spacecraft executes to unfold the solar panels, to produce power, to orient itself, has completed successfully. We reached the end of it, and now we are actually in a position to command the spacecraft. So the engineers here just took control. They are going through hundreds and hundreds of parameters to make sure everything is as expected. The spacecraft is looking in top shape. What a fantastic machine it is, developed by our partners at Airbus. What a fantastic work they've done. Normally, when you put a satellite out in space and it suddenly faces this harsh environment of space, a lot of things need to be fine-tuned, a lot of parameters go out of limits, the temperatures are not what we expect. But on this spacecraft, actually, we only saw two small parameters that were slightly cool, but that causes no worries at all. So the spacecraft is behaving beautifully. People are concentrated, people are going through the procedures and starting the final work. So now it's full concentration, and you can tell that everything is silent now. People are just focusing on what they need to achieve now. For me, it's time to go and get some rest. I need to come back on shift at midnight to do the completion of the configuration of the satellite for the cruise phase and the commissioning just before that. So it's goodbye from my side. It has been a pleasure.
The giant planet Jupiter is a place of intrigue and mystery, a special environment within our own solar system. When Galileo first raised his telescope to the planet, he discovered four moons, Io, Europa, Ganymede, and Callisto. Early space probes raised more questions than answers about this fascinating gas giant planet and its intriguing moons. Now, those answers are within our grasp. In April,
ESA will launch the Jupiter Icy Moons Explorer, JUICE. JUICE is equipped with the most powerful science payload ever sent to the outer solar system. 10 instruments will conduct the most comprehensive remote sensing, geophysical, and in-situ measurements ever performed at Jupiter. To bring JUICE to life, ESA has led a consortium of more than 2,000 people in 23 countries, working in 18 institutions and 83 companies. NASA, the Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency, and the Israel Space Agency have all supplied hardware. The journey begins in April 2023, when JUICE will launch on an Ariane 5 from Europe's spaceport in Kourou, French Guiana. For 8 years, JUICE will cruise through space before beginning a complex series of manoeuvres in the Jupiter system. During this time, JUICE will face many dangers. Radiation near Jupiter can fry the spacecraft's electronic brain. The planet's gravitational pull is so large, it could threaten derailment. Nevertheless, ESA's expert spacecraft operators will guide JUICE through 35 flybys of Europa, Ganymede, and Callisto before orbiting Ganymede. But the dangers will be worth it for the science that JUICE will uncover. Europa and Ganymede are thought to contain subsurface oceans that could hold more water than Earth's oceans. JUICE will explore these moons to study whether life could arise in different environments across the cosmos. JUICE will also study Jupiter's complex weather, chemistry, and climate in detail. It will turn Jupiter into a standard reference for us to compare against other gas giant planets throughout the cosmos. This grand odyssey of exploration begins in April 2023.